Voters in the hospital's taxing district will consider a $27.5 million bond in the November 8th general election, which would help fund an expansion and remodel project. The bond could range anywhere from 20 to 30 years. Hospital staff said at a press conference Wednesday that the rate per household had yet to be determined. Some estimate it would cost roughly 76 cents per $1,000 of assessed home value, which CEO Scott Adams says is in the ballpark of what they're expecting.
I couldn't nail it down to the penny, but not out of line. If the bond passes, is the first time we'll really know it. We can only do calculations up till then.
Some of those expansions include additions in the emergency department, specialty healthcare space, lab and testing, orthopedics, imaging, and moving more providers onto the hospital campus. Orthopedic surgeon Ed Tingsted said several of those services are necessities to maintain basic hospital functions.
We have limited space for our nurses and staff just to have places to change their clothes. We're just asking for nuts and bolts.
Some of the other planned expansions and additions of specialty care are to reduce a reliance on other hospital systems, which are also limited in their ability to take transfers following the pandemic.
COVID made us realize that we really can't rely on the typical tertiary referral centers that we have in the past, that Spokane, Seattle, Boise can't take our patients any longer. And that in these difficult medical times, we realized that we had to be able to care for our own.
More details about the expansion project can be found at pullmanregional.org/expansion. I'm Rachel Sun.